As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to Learn English Vocabulary. My name's Jack and I'm making this podcast for you to learn or revise English vocabulary. You can find a transcript of this podcast on learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk. There's a page for this podcast with the transcript, an activity, and a task for you to do in the comments section. I've had a request from a listener called Koa for a podcast about science and cosmography. This is an interesting request as I've never really come across the word cosmography before. The cosmos means the world or perhaps the universe. The word cosmopolitan relates to the people of the world or citizens of the universe. The first man in space was Yuri Gagarin. He was a cosmonaut, which means space sailor. I love that. The suffix graphy means drawing, like in the word photography, which means drawing with light. There are loads of words that have graph or graphy in them that are related to drawing or making pictures. After photography, the most common is probably pornography. I'm not going to describe that, but it's to do with pictures. So the topic of cosmography is about drawing or mapping the cosmos or the universe. And I think this will make a great topic for a podcast. In fact, it's such a good topic that I'm going to make two podcasts. You see, I've been reading some articles about the recent Atlas V launch, which is the latest NASA rocket carrying satellites into orbit, and another article about the James Webb Space Telescope that's due to be launched into space in December this year. I'm going to summarise these articles in this and the next podcast, and then focus on the important vocabulary related to cosmography. I'll start with the Atlas V launch. On Monday night, all over the world, stargazers were amazed to see a new light in the sky. At around 8 o'clock, the Atlas V rocket launched into orbit carrying NASA's Landsat 9 satellite. About 2 hours after the launch, it performed a reversing maneuver and released two glowing clouds of vapor. Many people were unaware of the rocket launch and so were surprised to see the strange bright light in the sky. Some thought it was a comet or a strange aircraft. Many thought it was a UFO and that aliens were visiting Earth. The Landsat 9 satellite will orbit the Earth and take photos of the planet's surface. The satellite will monitor cities, farming and crops, forests, deserts and glaciers to keep a record of how the Earth is changing. Landsat 9 is the latest in the Landsat series, replacing Landsat 8. These satellites have been recording the surface of our planet since 1972, and each new satellite has better technology and can show us more of the planet we live on. I now want to focus on some language. The most important vocabulary items related to cosmography from this story are stargazer, planet, orbit, rocket, launch, and satellite. However, there were a couple of other items I'll also talk about. A reversing maneuver, glowing clouds of vapor, UFO, aliens, and monitor. A stargazer, spelt S-T-A-R-G-A-Z-E-R, is a person who looks at the sky at night. Normally, this means an astronomer, but it can be anyone who likes looking at stars. The verb gaze, G-A-Z-E, means to look at something for a long time. People gaze into the eyes of the people they love, and daydreamers gaze out of the window when they should be working. The next word is planet, P-L-A-N-E-T. A planet is a large lump of rock or metal, sometimes rocky and sometimes gas, that moves in a circular orbit around a star. The Sun is our star and has 8 planets: Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune. Orbit is a verb and a noun. It's spelled O-R-B-I-T. To orbit means to travel in a circular path around an object. I spoke about this word before in a podcast about the Mars rover. It's almost always used to talk about planets that orbit the Sun and satellites that orbit the Earth. The noun describes the path that an object, say a satellite, takes as it travels around the larger object. We say that a satellite is in orbit when it's in a stable path. A rocket, spelled R-O-C-K-E-T, is an object that burns fuel in a way that the gases produce thrust, which means they force or push the rocket very quickly up into the air. Normally, rockets are large cylindrical objects that fly into space, but they're also weapons and can be used to fire explosives at an enemy. Rockets are also a type of firework that flies up into the air before exploding. Launch can also be a noun or a verb. It's more commonly used as a verb and is spelled L-A-U-N-C-H. It's a regular verb. I think the main meaning is to send a rocket into space. To launch a rocket means to fire the engines and fly the rocket from the ground up into the air. However, you can also use it to talk about boats. When a boat is put into the sea, it is launched. Interestingly, the word is used more commonly to mean start or introduce a new program or project. If a food company starts selling a new type of food, a new snack, then when they start selling and marketing the product, they will launch the product.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
The word satellite is spelled S-A-T-E-L-L-I-T-E, and it means an object that is in orbit around a planet. We normally think of man-made satellites like the Landsat 9 satellite and satellites that are used for GPS and communication, but there are natural satellites as well. The Moon is a satellite. I think that natural satellites are normally called moons. The planet Earth has one moon, but other planets have more. There are five more items that I want to look at. I said that 2 hours after launch, the rocket performed a reversing manoeuvre. To reverse means to drive backwards. In my car, I have 5 forwards gears and reverse. If I want to drive backwards, I have to put the car into reverse and then I can reverse. A maneuver is a series of movements that you do to perform a task. Normally, maneuvers require skill and attention. When you do a driving test in the UK, you have to perform 3 maneuvers: a 3-point turn, which is how you turn a car around when there's not enough room to drive in a circle. You also have to reverse park, and you have to reverse around a corner. Maneuver is a hard word to spell. I can't spell the word, but I've written it down here. It's M-A-N-O-E-U-V-R-E. It's the O-E-U in the middle that I always get wrong. When the rocket performed a reversing maneuver, it released a cloud of vapour that glowed. It was a glowing cloud of vapour. Vapour is spelled V-A-P-O-U-R. Vapour is either gas or very small drops that hang in the air. Scientists say that steam is water in a gaseous state and that you can't actually see steam. They say that the stuff you can see coming out of your kettle, if you're boiling water, is water vapour. However, it's very common to talk about clouds of steam or steam billowing from a steam train. To billow is a very advanced verb and it means to fill up or spread out in the air. Smoke billows from a burning building and the sails on boats billow in the wind. When people saw the glowing clouds of vapour and the rocket performing its reversing manoeuvre, many of them thought it was a UFO. A UFO is an abbreviation of the phrase Unidentified Flying Object. This really means anything you see in the sky if you can't tell what it is. Most things in the sky are birds or aeroplanes, but some things are more difficult to identify. There is a really famous video of a Tic Tac UFO taken from a military jet. Lots of people think that UFOs come and visit the Earth and that they're being driven by aliens. An alien, A-L-I-E-N, is a creature from another planet. I knew a man in Canterbury who said he was an alien, and another who said he met aliens regularly. I'm not sure why they visit Canterbury. You can use the word as an adjective to describe something that's different and from a different country or culture, but usually it means creatures from outer space. If there are any aliens listening to this podcast, please say hello in the comments section. The last word I want to talk about is monitor. M-O-N-I-T-O-R. This can be a verb or a noun. I think most commonly it's a noun and it means the screens that you look at when you're using a desktop computer. But it can also mean to watch something carefully to see if there are any changes or to learn about it. Doctors monitor a patient's symptoms. They regularly examine their patients to see if their symptoms have changed. Now I'm going to repeat the summary of the Atlas V launch articles so you can hear the language from this podcast in context again. Listen again for today's vocabulary: stargazer, planet, orbit, rocket, launch, satellite, a reversing maneuver, glowing clouds of vapor, UFO, aliens, and monitor. On Monday night, all over the world, stargazers were amazed to see a new light in the sky. At around 8 o'clock, the Atlas V rocket launched into orbit carrying NASA's Landsat 9 satellite. About 2 hours after the launch, it performed a reversing maneuver and released two glowing clouds of vapor. Many people were unaware of the rocket launch and so were surprised to see the strange bright light in the sky. Some thought it was a comet or a strange aircraft. Many thought it was a UFO and that aliens were visiting Earth. The Landsat 9 satellite will orbit the Earth and take photos of the planet's surface. The satellite will monitor cities, farming and crops, forests, deserts, and glaciers to keep a record of how the Earth is changing. Landsat 9 is the latest in the Landsat series, replacing Landsat 8. These satellites have been recording the surface of our planet since 1972, and each new satellite has better technology and can show us more of the planet we live on. I'll make another podcast about the launch of the James Webb Space Telescope that's going to take over from the Hubble Telescope. In that podcast, I'll talk about some more advanced vocabulary related to cosmography, including phrases like the observable universe, different types of galaxies, and matter and radiation. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. I do love reading your comments, so please leave me a comment on the site or a rating or a review on Apple Podcasts. I love to hear from you and any comments or suggestions you have. If there are any topics or songs or scenes from a film that you'd like me to talk about or anything else you'd like to hear, I would be delighted to make a podcast for you. So please visit learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk and say hello. Thanks for listening.